League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Go watch her makeup thing. I'm like, what? I've never heard of this
her
girl.
Makeup skills are incredible.
Yeah. Exactly. That's the point. I'm like, she catfished me.
I'm a mess. I do my makeup in the car. Pulling up 6:30 when I told you 6 o'clock. What? I admit, I'm always about to fall apart. But you would never notice because I make you think I'm not. You say you know me. But you don't, but you don't. Make it look easy. What a joke. Looks can be deceiving. Could let you see the real me. But I let you think I'm
da-da-da-da-da. It's the
it's man. The one on the D-O-double-G Snoop Dogg.
I was telling Fisher last night to say Snoop Dogg.
Oh God.
Yeah.
Best halftime show in so long.
It was so good. Like so good. It seemed so short, maybe because we like thoroughly enjoyed it.
Oh no, it was short. I needed that shit to be like tripled.
Right. But it was like 15 minutes and went
But in all fairness, I mean, how hard was it for them to play any of their music and make it censored enough where it was appropriate? You know what I mean? Like yeah. Eminem sang the one and only song he probably
right,
could have.
Right.
I would have loved some like OG Slim Shady, like
yeah,
back in the day, get some Kim on there. I mean, you just can't. You just can't.
Not for national television.
No.
Not for national television.
Apparently there was a lot of back and forth with Dre about like feeling disgustingly censored with the show.
Really?
Yes. And there was something else that they like wanted to do. Oh, the rumor was that like the NFL nixed them being able to kneel.
Yeah, that they I saw were, that. But that Eminem was for Tupac, I thought. It wasn't for Kaepernick, it was for Tupac. Because Dre was talking about Tupac and it was for him.
See, and this is why these media outlets, they just take shit and run with it.
Exactly. And that's exactly what the threads are saying is that media is running with it. It wasn't for Kaepernick, it's for Tupac. Although I was fully anticipating Tupac and Biggie walking out. I was like, Tupac is about to come out here and be like,
his reappearance. I would have died.
Literally, that's what I said.
Of course, everybody would have died.
Yes.
For like
not just you,
not just me, but I was like huge Tupac fan.
I was a big old Tupac fan, baby.
Tupac. Listen, Wendy, you should know words are hard for me today.
That's okay.
I've been like stuttering and stammering over here like a moron.
It's gonna be a killer show.
Yeah, it's gonna be great. But when I was little, I had two posters on my bedroom wall. One was of Tupac,
okay,
and the other was of JTT.
Okay, good. JTT.
Yes. And every night I had one of those, like, you know, when you used to be at the checkout line at the grocery store and they had those like bootleg cologne sprays and stuff like way back when. So my mom bought me one and I would spritz them. I would give them each a spritz every night and kiss them goodnight.
I'm dead.
I was like eight.
Right. You were dating Tupac and JTT. I love it. Very diverse. I love that.
Yeah. You know what? I mean, I just don't have a type.
I had floor to ceiling posters of Devin Sawa, JTT, Brad Renfro, rest in peace, all of them.
Devin all of them. Sawa.
Mm. That middle part with them blonde little, I know, the middle part haircut.
So hot. I mean, you couldn't have told me nothing. Mm-hmm. I was going to be his girlfriend one day.
Yeah.
Damn.
I used to get pissed. And I'm not even just saying that, but like for real, I used to get so mad that Kelly in fifth grade also liked JTT. And I was like, no, like I was actually mad. Like, why was I jealous?
Rude, bitch.
I don't know. Right. Like, I'm sorry. Absolutely not. That I am dating JTT.
Like, have we not met? I am Wendell.
I'm Wendell.
Wendell TT.
You can call me WTT.
Yeah.
No. Mm. It was great. Now I'm like back in 2003 cruising, you know, got my music going and just, I immediately was taken aback. And then the kids dancing, like the little kids. Cause you know, there's that generation disconnect where they were just like, what is this? This is stupid. Like you don't even know anything.
Right.
Sarah, Beth.
Mary J. Blige.
Her boots.
Well,
I'm sorry.
The things that disco cowgirl dreams are made of, the whole outfit.
Them white leopards.
The extensions past her butt. But first of all, she was like looking thick and beautiful.
Yes.
But like, I was very impressed. One, that she sang, actually sang.
Yeah.
And two, that she sounded as good as she did.
Yeah.
You never, you know, when you age.
Live is very different. Yeah, she's what, 52, 51?
She's in her 50s and your voice changes. Gosh. It just does. She's not old by any means, but your voice changes. Yeah. Mariah Carey can't do what she used to do. You know what I'm saying?
Like that. That sounds good.
Yeah, just like that.
Yes. No, I agree. And getting up there and dancing and jumping around that stage and heels and being all winded, I would be done.
Yeah.
Done.
Can we talk about the 50 Cent of it all, though? Dropping down.
He was a whole dollar.
Like a $1.25. My man's been hitting the creatine a little hard.
Yeah. 50? Yeah. Yeah. But you know what? It's so funny because all of them, they were all perfect. Like for what I remember, they were on brand. Yeah. They have not strayed.
No.
They have not strayed for 1 second from what they used to be.
Nope. Loved it.
I was like, I'm here for this.
And Eminem has never looked better.
I saw a meme, right. The blonde hair, he needed a toner back in the day. You know, it was very yellow. We didn't have purple shampoo back then. But
They just didn't know.
Had he had purple shampoo, it would be a different story. But it, you know. But when he took a knee, someone made a meme that said, well, his knees are weak and his arms are heavy. And I died. I was like.
That's good.
The memes that circulated immediately during the show. Yeah. Like those are the people I want to be friends with. They are so freaking fast and witty. Like, how do you think of these things? Like instant.
Yeah.
I was like, what?
But people, did you see people were all like bent out of shape about his eyebrows?
No. What was wrong with his eyebrows?
Apparently they were very dark.
Oh, and well, somebody did bleach his hair. He wasn't actually blonde. If the yellow didn't give it away.
And like, he probably lightened his eyebrows, if I had to guess. So they wasn't like a stark contrast. But yeah, people were like, oh my God, I want to know who's doing
He never did take his hood off, right?
No.
I would have died if he would have pulled that hood back and he had a bald spot.
He might. Maybe that's why he didn't pull his hood down. Did you know his daughter, Haley, is actually an influencer on TikTok? I follow her.
Goodbye. What's her name? Haley Mathers?
I have to find it.
I feel like,
I'll have to find her handle.
Well, speaking of the thing, so we went to my neighbor's yesterday and she brought a little kid. She brought a 3-year-old also. Why did that kid walk in doing math problems? He had a book.
I'm sorry, what?
I said, Fisher can't even spell his name and your kid's in there doing
math. Like problems. For fun?
Right. Yes. He was doing math.
But you know what? That kid's going to rule the world someday, but he's going to get beat up in the meantime.
Meanwhile, Fisher's running through the house, acting like he's at the rodeo still. I can't.
Yo, he was so cute at the radio. Like, radio.
Yeah. I know what
you meant. Most of the time, I'm like very okay not having kids.
Yeah.
But then there's moments like watching Fisher at the rodeo, and I'm like, damn, like, this is why I would want kids.
Seeing stuff through a kid's eyes, pretty much no matter what it is like huge. For like a parent, like taking him to things, like seeing everything through his eyes, whether it's a holiday or doing something like that. Like he's never been to a rodeo before, but he was obsessed. So they gave us they gave everybody armbands to go look at like the livestock and go in the dirt, like the first 100 people. And so we didn't know we were going to get to do that. So we took him down there and he immediately was like, I want to ride the horse. I'm like, okay. Now he didn't want to mess with that rodeo clown. He was like, absolutely not. Stay away. But I mean, seeing it through his little eyes and like he was just glowing. Then he was acting like he was riding a bull yesterday. So I feel like I'm gonna have a little rodeo boy.
I mean, I hope so.
Are you kidding
me? I'm okay with it.
Me too. This was the first thing that I've done in a long time where I didn't have to buy one item of new clothes. I was like, yes, buddy.
The little hat that said Holy with the picture of the cow.
Yes.
So precious.
So stinking cute.
So, okay. Her handle on TikTok is Haley, and she spells her name H-A-I-L-I-E
okay.
underscore Jade underscore.
Oh, she popped right up.
Yeah, and her IG is Haley Jade, no underscores.
Okay.
But on TikTok, she's got 843,000 followers.
Look at Haley.
But my bitch, you know, she rich as hell. And she is, well, maybe not she, you know, let's be fair. Her dad is rich.
Right, right, right.
She's up in here doing like dollar spot Target finds and stuff like that. So, yeah.
She's really cute. She always was, though, right? Like, she was always cute.
Always was. But, like, how... I think about like what it would be like to be a celebrity's kid. How odd. Like everybody knows who you are and you like haven't, you know, growing up, she hadn't done anything with her life. She was just a kid being a kid.
She didn't do anything with her life. You're just going to third grade. Your dad is Eminem.
But no, you know what I mean? Like she's just a kid living her life, going to school, doing normal kid things. She's not out here being a child actress and whatever else.
Right.
But everybody knows
who
you are.
Is Kim still alive?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think so. I mean, look at me speaking out of turn.
Wait, she has 2.4 million followers on Instagram?
On Instagram? I'm not surprised.
Wow.
But her content's actually
entertaining.
She's got
a nice feed. Oh, her stories are good too? Oh, you mean on TikTok.
TikTok.
Yeah. Sorry, I'm on Instagram now.
Oh, sorry. Let me hop back over.
Hop back over to this app. Yeah, she's got a nice, like, cohesive feed. Haley's doing it. She is really doing it. Welcome to my unpredictable IG life. I don't have a Twitter.
Oh, well, there you go.
Nice. Okay, let me get back to my show notes.
This picture of her at the Super Bowl. Like, how freaking cool. She gets to watch her dad perform at the Super Bowl.
Meanwhile, her goddad, Dr. Dre, Snoop Dogg.
Right.
I mean.
The whole fam.
It's fine. Rubbing elbows with the big dogs. Literally, the Snoop Dogs. I love it.
Bye.
Bye. Dang. What else is big news popping off, girl?
Well, big news for us.
Yeah.
I mean, speaking of like just
Super Bowls.
Doing the thing, Super Bowls. We have, you know, the ink is dry.
The ink is dry. And Spencer almost had diarrhea the other day.
No, literally, you guys. we signed the agreement for the live show in Dallas. And I literally was sick to my stomach. I mean, sick to my stomach. Wanted to vomit. Definitely had diarrhea.
Well, you know what? Spencer's spoiler alert, as if y'all don't know this already, if you listen to the show, she's more of like the combing through the logistical. I'm like, nope, let's just sign it. And she's like, we're going back and forth. I'm in the nail salon and we're on the phone. And I'm like, listen, either like what's worst case scenario? Or like, what's the other side of this? Like, I just needed her to tell me to do it, basically. And so finally, literally. I just had to pressure you. I was like, okay, so can I just sign this? Because what I'm trying to get at is that.
Are we doing it or not? Right. Because I will overthink everything.
You're very
into the ground.
Logical about it, though. And you, all the logistics have to perfectly align. And I'm more like, okay, this spaghetti noodle looks good. Let's fling it and see. There she goes.
The yin to my yang.
You know?
Because, yeah, I'm not like a... I need to play out like every possible scenario in my head. And what would happen as a result of that and like how we would... Like what our next step would be then. So like my brain is just a mess of what ifs.
Yeah.
It's not a fun place to be all the time, but it does come in handy.
It does, yeah.
Sometimes, you know?
It's not a bad trait to carry for someone like me.
We need a balance.
We need a balance. Yeah. Because Lord knows I would get us in some mess probably.
And I would just talk us out of doing everything.
So there you go. So Dallas is happening.
So long story short, Dallas is happening.
Yes.
The ink is dry. Pink Paradise. Mm. Ultimate Girls Night Out. So freaking excited.
And it is, I don't know if y'all have seen XOXO Dallas. Look it up on Instagram.
Yeah.
It is what swiping up dreams are made out of.
Yeah. It's literally like swiping up vomited all over restaurants. Perfect.
If we had a restaurant, it would be that.
It would.
And the name is even cute too.
XOXO. Like,
what are the odds? Cute name, cute vibe.
Yeah.
Very Instagram.
We're here. But ultimate girls' night out. Grab your sisters, friends, moms.
Bachelorette parties.
Aunties.
Yes.
We have a divorce party slid into our DMs.
Yes.
So I'm here to celebrate a divorce if that's what you're into.
We'll celebrate anything. What are you talking about?
We'll celebrate anything. Yeah. It's just going to be a show about friendship and the different dynamics, and it's going to be funny, and we're going to tell stories, and we're going to laugh, and it's going to be the best time. And yes, I'm so freaking excited now that I'm like past the point of being like sick to my stomach over it. Mm-hmm. Now I'm pumped.
Now we're pumped because we got a lot of surprises.
Yes.
That we're working on, obviously. And so we're doing Patreon tickets tomorrow.
Yes.
Or today, Tuesday.
So technically, yes, today, Tuesday, Patreon pre-sale tickets are live. You can buy them. We'll be posting the passcode in Patreon in the app.
Yes.
So look there for that. And then
tickets are limited, y'all. That was one of the things that we kept going back and forth. Literally, that's what took the longest outside of the monetary part of it, was figuring out how many people we could get comfortably in the venue for everybody to be comfortable and like see everything, mingle, do all the things. So it's, and we're not just saying this, it's really limited.
It's super limited. We wanted it to be a really intimate show. You know, hopefully you're going to see some of your favorite people there.
Yeah.
We just wanted it to be like a really special night out. So yes, tickets are super limited. With ticket purchases, there's a 2-hour open bar, a meet and greet, plenty of photo op opportunities to get your best Instagram wannabe bib on.
Yes.
So yeah, we can't wait. We're so excited. And we're really excited to like meet you guys.
Yeah. It's going to be fun. And it's going to be the 21st of May, which is a Saturday. So y'all can turn up and you have a day to recoup.
That's right. Get wild.
Yeah, get wild. My microphone is getting wild. It's about to fall off the table. It's actually about to fall off. It's excited too.
It is.
Man, what a long time coming. And we finally get to talk about it. Y'all, this is, we're actually following through on something.
Amazing. All right. Speaking of, I literally found my Christmas cards in a box.
Oh, good. With Finley?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. My Christmas cards from this year. Oh. I forgot all about them. I literally forgot to send my Christmas cards. So
dang. See, that's what you're not good at. I'm good at that kind of stuff.
That is not what I'm good at. So anyways, everybody's getting their Christmas cards over summer. If you want one,
do a half Christmas.
If you want one, slide into my DMs with your address.
Yeah, there you go. A little half Christmas. I love that actually.
Yeah. So yeah, that is our big news.
Yeah.
And we'll update through stories. Tickets are going to go live outside of Patreon subscribers on Friday. I don't know if we said that or not.
I think we did, but we're going to say it again.
Okay.
Well, Friday. Get your tickets because it's limited.
There you go. Okay. So Ashley Peters, we talked about her last week. She is the girl that we said she had us in stitches with her stories. And honest to God, and I don't want to be like, you're talking about the same people 2 weeks in a row. But I just had to reiterate the fact that there has not been a single day I have not opened her stories and laughed.
Yeah.
And like smiled. She is so like authentically her. Yeah. Like she is just on there literally being herself. And I hope she never changes because we see so many people that start this way and this isn't how they stay. And I really hope that she stays. But one story in particular she shared this week, was with her dad, and her dad, like teaching her dad how to text.
Yeah.
So he was like, she shared screenshots of him just sending her test text messages, precious.
That is so cute.
So then she went to, I think it was a school event, and she had her dad with her. And so she shares a photo on her stories and it's of her legs. So you can see her jeans. She's wearing some destroyed denim. And there's a little like notebook in her lap. And it says like, what is a list
of trouser size
or something like that. Basically, her dad was upset that her pants had holes in them and said that he needed to buy her new pants. And he wanted her to write down her size.
Yeah.
And I was like, that is so freaking cute. I can't even stand it. And she's like, I can't wait to see what he picks out for me.
She needs to do a whole try on sesh when she gets the outfit in.
Yes.
That's funny that you brought her up because someone tagged us this past week in a reels she had done. I didn't see when the date was, but I noticed the tag and I went and watched it. She had me crying, literally crying. Aww. She was talking about her daughter and how she was like, gosh, you know, my kids have to pick up their clothes. Like, that's our rule and all these things. And so she went in her room. She was mad. And she was like going through her stuff and found photos on her night table. And it was her sister. Her sister has Down syndrome.
Yes, I know.
And she was going through it. So and special. She's like, what teenager has photos like that sitting? But oh, she was crying. I'm crying. The follower that tagged her in it, we're like, oh, crying. She really is. Like you said, she is just my favorite thing about her.
She's a feel, like it's a feel good follow. Like it's not that she's just on there being a performer and entertaining. I don't know. Like just watching her, like it's like, you know how you just feel like you instantly connect with certain people or certain account. I don't know.
It's
just
her delivery for me. Like the way that she says stuff, it almost is like so smart ass that it's funny because it's like dry, but like her delivery, like we said last week, there's something about hitting those lines and she is so funny and she's not trying. She's not try hard. She's just doing, like, I don't know. She needs to come to our Dallas show.
She does.
Where is she at?
I don't know.
Midwest, right? Isn't she in the Midwest?
She put up a reel with some snow and ice. It looked cold wherever she was.
Girl.
So
come on to Dallas. It's hot there. okay. So we have a lot to unpack this week, obviously.
Yes.
Emily and Gemma, or Gemma. How do we say her? Why do I not know this?
Okay. We call her, well, we call her M. Gem, but her last name is actually pronounced Gemma.
Okay.
I think.
Yes. But M. Gem. Let's go with that. It's easy. I can say
M. Gem. We like that.
Her Instagram has been taken down. Is it back?
I have no idea. Oh. I didn't even know that it was taken down.
Yeah, it's gone. She's gone. So I guess she was in her Facebook group. I'm not in her Facebook group, but I guess she was in there talking about it's been taken down. I'm not sure what triggered that or how that happened. That seems like it's happening more and more and more with people. I do know that people are starting to like fight back on it and they're getting, I guess, back to life on Instagram. I don't even know. I don't even know who you would talk to. I guess they're doing better with their customer service because I heard it used to suck.
Well, it's very interesting. And I don't know, like there's another podcast that had their page taken down and theirs has been down for a minute. Mm-hmm. And supposedly they were saying that it should come back up pretty soon. Mm-hmm. But there's like all this stuff that they're having to do behind the scenes.
Don't you have to like send a picture of your license account and like answer all these questions? It's a lot.
Yeah. Yeah.
But it used to be that when your Instagram account was taken down, you just lost it. Remember that was like a whole thing, especially during like quarantine, people were talking about that. And it was like, there was no one to get a hold of. It just got deleted. Aubrey, wasn't it? She got hers taken down too and had to restart it because she thought bots had gotten a hold of it.
Well, yeah, I don't think hers wasn't taken down. I think she just chose to start new. Yeah.
Yes. But like something happened where either it got hacked or something and she didn't have control of her Instagram, which is crazy because you're restarting from
scratch.
But
I feel like there's been several people that we've heard of over the last like few months that have lost their accounts for one reason or another. They almost always get them back, but it's very interesting. Like, I don't know why it's happening.
Yeah.
Especially these are not like controversial accounts where they'd be getting reported for a lot of things. Well, one was, but so I'm not sure.
It's so weird. But that's scary. Like if you're not on other platforms or again, that's why all the girls are pushing out their blogs and newsletters and being able to communicate outside of Instagram, which is probably a very smart thing to do.
Yeah. Or they're just all starting podcasts.
That is true too. There are so many podcasts. Like literally.
There are so many. And here's the thing. Like no hate, no shade. You want to start a podcast?
Yeah.
Do it. Go ahead. My advice would be don't.
No, I think people assume it's just easy where you like record and put out a podcast. I mean, I'll be honest. I'll be the first one to tell you, I did not listen to podcasts before ours. Like it was a little foreign to, even though I suggested it. Wow, the irony. But like,
even though it was my idea, I'd never heard one before.
No, I did listen, but it just wasn't like a huge thing. And I didn't know anything about podcasting and like putting out an episode and like how that worked. I mean, there's so much logistics that go on the back end of it. And
well, and as you said, it's not as easy as just picking up a mic
and talking. Right.
And this is going to sound harsh, but you know what? Here I am to deliver life's harsh realities. Here's my hot take.
Let's go.
Not everybody is entertaining enough to have a podcast.
Right.
You might be entertaining on a platform like Instagram, But that doesn't mean it's going to translate to a voice-only medium. Right.
And even we talk about the struggles sometimes, like when y'all can't see, like sometimes when we listen back to the episodes, I feel like a piece of it is lost when you can't see the gestures. We're very animated, Spencer and I. We talk with our hands, and y'all have complained about it in a good way, but like on in our DMs, like
people want to beg us to do video.
Right. And we're going to do it. Spencer has talked me into it, basically.
Like, I mean, I'm not like super excited about
it. No, but like you said,
only because I like to look like trash usually when we record. But you know what? If you want video, video is what you get. You just will get what you get.
Because there is a piece of like the story that gets missing or gets lost when you're just listening to a voice, like facial expressions, hand gesture, whatever it is.
But. For sure. But I think people don't understand the average podcast gets 181 downloads an episode.
Really? I didn't know that.
Yes. The average.
Let me start a podcast.
That is.
Wow.
But that's what I'm saying. Like,
well, that makes me really proud for us.
Oh,
Spencer's the number. She watches all of our numbers and she's like, oh, this is really good. But then that is really good.
Yeah. I mean, when people say that we're in like the top whatever for podcasts, we are, and we still don't scratch the surface. I mean, we're no Joe Rogan, you know what I'm saying?
We're not?
Alex Cooper collar daddy. But yeah, the 181 downloads an episode is the average for podcasts. It's difficult.
Yeah.
And you see it, there are so many people that have started podcasts and like they fizzle off. I think that's the other thing. I think like 12 episodes is the like average number.
Before people drop. Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. Because, I mean, if you don't see a return on something, that would be frustrating. Like fighting through and like if you're making it and doing all the work and you're like, crap.
Well, and most people don't have a purpose to their show. What is the purpose of the show? Where is the void? There was nobody doing our kind of podcast when we started swiping up.
Yeah.
And
that's true.
There were also no influencers with podcasts. I mean, there were like a handful, but not really, not like it is now. Now it's like podcasting is like the go-to medium, is like the next step. But like you hear about these podcasts and then they either never come to fruition or they put out a few episodes like randomly here or there.
Yeah.
We've seen other people start podcasts. There's one person I'm thinking of in particular, they've started their show over like 3 times. They have to like keep reinventing it because nobody fucking listens. Oh, it's not good.
No, that's not good.
Sorry.
But, no. Well, I'm sweating for you, girl.
No, I just think podcasting does not get enough credit for how difficult it is.
Oh, totally. I mean, there are definitely
and
times
everybody that thinks that they can do it and that it's for them. And I'm just here to tell you, it's not.
It's not. It's not even for the birds.
There's always a seat at the table. I really do believe that.
Yeah.
But just like, don't come into it thinking it's going to be easy peasy and you're going to get like all your dreams to come true.
Right. No, that's true.
That's you're all exactly dream right. crusher.
This episode is sponsored by Truebill. And speaking of Truebill, I was just talking to someone today about how many streaming services and subscription services that I have that I forget about. Like I just don't maintain them. I'm like, I sign up for the free trial or whatever, and then I get got because then I'm always stuck in there and just don't think about it. And then it bills out and I'm like, okay.
But that's how they get you.
That's how they get you.
They say, give us your credit card for your free trial, knowing damn good and well, you'll watch it for a day or two and then I forget
every time.
Mm-hmm. Always. Truebill is the new app that helps you identify and stop paying for subscriptions that you don't need, want, or simply forgot about. On average, people save up to $720 a year with Truebill. Because companies make subscriptions hard to cancel, Truebill makes it incredibly simple. You just link your accounts and Truebill will cancel your unwanted subscriptions in one tap. And your Truebill concierge is there when you need them to cancel unwanted subscriptions so that you don't have to. And on top of just having that service available, I'm not good with money. I'm not a money gal.
Me either.
I'm
good at spending it, but I'm good at managing
great
it.
Great at spending it. I'm not good at tracking it. And Truebill makes it so like eye-opening and makes me more conscientious of how I'm spending my money, where I'm spending it, how often I'm spending it, like their push notifications, which I normally don't turn those on for apps.
Yeah.
But it tells me how much I've spent each week, how it compares to my previous spending.
Which is a little terrifying. But eye-opening, like you said, it's needed.
But I'm so much more aware of what's going out outside of like my bills. And even it gives me, I've never even had to enter my bills. And it tells me my due dates. At the beginning of each week, it says you have X number of bills due this week.
Yeah.
I'm like, this is amazing. It's for very little work to set it up.
It's like a person watching your finances. It's like a mom. Just being like, are you sure you want to spend that?
Do you need husband? Starbucks for the sixth time this week?
No. Don't fall for subscription scams. Start canceling today at Truebill.com/swiping up. Go right now. Truebill.com/swiping up. It can save you thousands a year. Truebill.com/swiping up. Okay. If you were thinking of doing a podcast, do not.
I also think, I mean, it is a super saturated thing, but as I said, there is always a seat at the table because I think if you already have an audience, like a really loyal audience, of course they're going to come over and they're going to dabble and listen here and there. But then there are people that have huge audiences already that start shows.
Yeah.
Do we hear about those shows?
Right.
Sure don't.
But that goes back to, was it last week that you and I were talking offline about influencers and how much influence someone has?
Yes.
So you can have a million people following you and your influence on your audience could be nothing. And you could have 50K and your influence on your followers is huge, meaning whatever you're selling, your people are buying. And it doesn't always equate to the number of followers you have, whether it's fake or people just not trusting in what you're selling or they followed you from a giveaway, whatever it is, whatever they're there for. But like, there's just some people that don't have that influence. And that's the same thing with podcasting. Some people don't have, you know, we have a face for podcasting. What can we say? You know, I mean, no, I get it. And it is, I think as a podcaster, looking and watching people do it that do have like a step quota, like of us or above us or whatnot. Like, it's like, man, that sucks.
But like then, where they're coming in, starting coming in with the audience.
Yeah. But then it's like, it's so rewarding to start from the bottom, work your way up, see the listenership. Like I said, I didn't even know that 181s was the average episode download. I had no idea of that. I don't know why I didn't know that, but I didn't. But it just makes me so proud for like us and doing it. I mean, this is not the brag on us show, but here we are. Oh my God. Wow.
No, I don't.
She's like, got me fired up. I mean, Justin.
No, but it's like, I just, every time I see something, like, surprise. And please, like, I know that there are some girls that listen to this show that have recently announced that they are launching a podcast. And this, I really do mean no hate, no shade.
Right.
It's really not that serious, but it's just like every time I see it, I'm like,
ugh, another one. Yeah.
Good luck.
Okay. So, all right. From that perspective, do you think influencers, as they see other, like, cause you know, influencing is like the thing now. Like someone posted something the other day and it was like, or no, they sent it to us in our question box. And it was like, is it not concerning that more people are being influencers versus being nurses and teachers? Did you see that response come in?
I didn't, but
yeah, I mean, someone had sent that into us and I almost posted it, but I was like, no, I'll wait and like talk about it. But like some influencers, I wonder if they like see all the new girls starting out and they're like, oh my gosh. Cause again, influencing is also not for everybody and that's fine, but it just seems like such an easy thing to do. When it's not, like, it's not just posting clothes. Actually, that's a
great equivalent because people do think it's easy to podcast and they think it's easy to be an influencer.
Right. Yes. And there's a lot of stuff that comes with it. And as much as we, like, joke and talk about influencers and whatnot, like, there is a lot of work that goes in behind the scenes of it, too. And, like, creating content and creating captivating content, I should say. Not just a mere selfie. Hey,
and
I love a selfie.
And not only that, but just drumming up the business in the first place.
Right. Yeah, that's
like
true.
You're everything in that in your business as an influencer. You're your sales team. You're your accountant.
You're your management team.
Yeah.
Your assistant. You're your best friend. Yeah.
Not everybody starts out with trend, you know?
Right. Speaking of bomb influencers, Sister Studio Jen, our girl Jen, launched 4 new scents. Did you see?
I did.
Did you get any?
So I'm ordering there's one that's like an ode fragrance.
Okay.
There was like 2 out of the 4 that I was like
dying
for sure have to have those because I know I would like them.
Okay.
I'll probably order like the third one. The only one that I'm probably not going to order is the like sweet one, but I'm not like a huge sweet.
Oh, the sweet love candle.
Yeah. That's like desserts. Yeah. I'm just not partial to those types of fragrances right. as much, but the other three,
I ordered the Pinky Promise and the also, diffuser in the Wonderful and Worthy, I think, but she sold out in minutes. And I watched her stories yesterday and she was saying that she,
wait, I was just on the website earlier and I saw that
you can add them to your cart. They're not going to ship yet.
Oh, well that's fine.
They're not sold out anymore.
I'll get them when I get them.
So they sold out in minutes. And so she came on and said that she had opened it back up. And what they've decided to do is everyone that ordered something that got it in the first batch is shipping out today.
Okay.
And then she had them, it's basically like a pre-sale, but you can go ahead and pay for it. So I like bought it. And then it'll ship in the next batch. But you just have to add like 5 to 7 days on top of it for pour time and all that.
Gotcha.
So that way people could get it. But it's so funny. She's so humble in the fact that she didn't think it was going to freaking sell out. Like, Jen, it's going to sell out. Like, of course it's going to sell out. It doesn't matter. Like, she's one that has influence in
literally her audience.
Like, it doesn't matter. Like, there's a reason why Jen made me do it as a hashtag. Because it doesn't matter what she sells. She's going to sell it out.
Well, and that's what I always tell people, you know, like the Danny haters and stuff like that. Like, mm-hmm. you don't have to like somebody
yeah.
to acknowledge the fact that they are influential over their audience.
Right.
And Danny Austin is the same way. Like, mm-hmm. her audience yeah. is
like loyal.
Loyal.
Mm-hmm. And that's your goal. That's all you should ask for in being an influencer and a good person.
For that matter, yeah. she's a great example of being able to switch mediums
uh-huh.
and still be entertaining and have presence and all that. Like, Danny mm-hmm. hasn't always been an Instagrammer. I mean, right. she was on YouTube and other yeah. things. Like, I think she started on YouTube, right?
Yeah, she did.
So I guess that's,
yeah.
I'm not trying to jump. I'm everybody just saying
like. Everybody has their niche. Everybody has their thing that they're really good at, whether it's entertaining, whether it's dressing, styling clothes. Jen did the flat lays a lot or in a long time.
I still love a good flat lay.
She's been doing them more lately too. But yeah, everybody has like what they're good at. So stick to what you know. It was a piece of fuzz on my hand. Speaking of, look at my battle wound. Do you know what did that?
What?
Bacon grease.
That's bacon, from bacon grease?
Yesterday. It popped and literally gave me a burn, and it's on my hand. And I just don't want it to look like an age spot.
I mean, it doesn't look like an age spot. It looks like
it kind of does.
Honestly, it looked like a cat scratch.
A cat scratch?
But it's just kind of dark in here. I can't really see.
It is kind of dark. But anyway, bacon did it. Be careful cooking bacon out there, y'all.
I never cook bacon in the skillet for that reason.
You do the oven. I hate the way it smells my house up for like 5 years after.
See, I do it in the air fryer now.
Mm.
I use the air fryer for everything.
I never ever get out my air fryer, but I try to do that during quarantine. And let me tell y'all something. This house was so smoky. I had to open up all the doors. I might have done it wrong.
From your air fryer?
Yes. Yes. Ask Tammy. Ask my mother. My mom's like, what are you doing? I was like, I obviously didn't do something
really?
Right. Yeah.
No, maybe.
Maybe I set it on.
Maybe it's a bad sun. Air fryer.
Maybe I set it on the devil's heat. I don't know. That was not good. Okay. Speaking of Bird a la mode, she. I don't know why I just had to do that, but whatever. Okay. So did you see her stories?
Unfortunately, I did.
Did you follow her stories or did you see them on something? Because I don't even follow her and it made its way to my eyeballs.
No, I saw them on something. You know what? And like, I really, I know we used to talk about her all the time. Listen, we talked about her. God, she just doesn't stop doing stuff.
That's the problem is people send us stuff. They're like, did y'all see Bird? Did y'all see Bird? And we're like, we intentionally don't watch and don't see your stuff.
She's been quiet for a while. Oh. I was hopeful that like, you know,
she got
a grip. I haven't heard anything.
Yeah.
And let me just tell you, if what we're about to talk to makes me feel the way that y'all feel about when I talk about my jellyfish clots.
Oh, my God.
Then I'm really sorry. I'm really sorry. But I do. Yeah. I'm very comfortable with period talk. I am. I don't want to see what we saw.
But it's like the baby poop thing. Remember we went through the whole debacle? I don't even remember who shared the baby. Was it her?
Yeah.
It was her. Wow, wait, full circle moment. I think it was. I don't remember now. But like there are certain things you don't have to show. Like we don't need to see it. We know you can just describe it. But apparently she's been having like menstrual bleeding ever since her last kid, right? And how old is the baby? Two, one,
yeah,
three, something? I don't know.
I think two. I think she was just about to give birth when we started the show.
Okay. Yeah. Well, either way, she storied and someone sent us screenshots of the white sheets with the blood. And it was excessive. I mean, again, I didn't need to see it, but it was like so much. Again, just go to the doctor and get it taken care of. Don't necessarily post that for your people. Like, I don't
want to talk about it. If you want some advice, like, we all know what bleeding is,
right?
We all experience it every month if you're a woman,
right?
But so she showed a video of her exercising,
okay,
and said this is what I was doing minutes before, and it was her like doing like leg kicks, mm-hmm, on a balancing ball on like one of those, you know what I mean, where they're like,
yes,
flat on the bottom. I forget, yeah, what they're called.
Yeah.
So I'm like, okay, so you were in the gym moments before and then you like hopped on your white sheets in, I'm just confused.
There's so
much.
And like, yeah,
if you were concerned or you would like help or you're trying to raise awareness, I think you can talk about it without actually showing it.
Yeah.
Like, I sent you a picture of my jellyfish clot.
You did.
Would I have posted that on my stories? Absolutely not.
Right. Right. Mm-mm. Yeah.
No.
Yeah. It's just, stop with the overpost of certain things. Like just be on Instagram. That sounds really mean. Okay, I shouldn't say that.
Here's what is upsetting about Shannon is her content is like, I feel like it's like cries for help. Yeah. And maybe I'm perceiving it totally
trolling
wrong.
Us though, or do
she
you
might
think
be. She's either the most self-aware troll in the world,
yeah,
or like girlfriend needs,
yeah,
a different support system in her life.
She probably does need a different support system. But on top of that, like, it's so mind blowing after all the kickback she's gotten ever from everything she does, literally everything she does, and continues to do it. Like, either you're doing it on purpose and trolling every single person. How many people does she have that follows her on Instagram? A lot. 93,000.
She's down to 93.
Oh, what was she at?
She was, as long as I have known her, uh-huh, she's had 100,000.
Oh, no way.
She would like go like up.
Like teeter on it.
I never saw her dip below 100,000. Oh, she would go up, yeah, a little bit, but then always come back right to 100,000.
That is wild. But anyway, enough about her. Brittany Bourne Leach is preggers. Yes. Did you see?
I feel like that was very quick.
Yeah. How old is the baby? A year, maybe?
Oh, so maybe not like that quick. Depending on how, like, how far along she is now.
Well, I was looking it up. Why can't I find, am I spelling her name wrong?
Lord. I feel like the last time you brought her up on the show, you couldn't find her either.
I found it. It's an A-N-I. That gets me every time. That A-N-I, yeah, gets me every
damn
single
A-N-I
time. It just says, surprise, our family is growing by one heart and 2 feet. Doesn't say when she's due, but very happy for them. That makes 4, 5 babies. That'll be their 5th, 6th baby.
How can anybody afford to have that many children?
I am not sure, because I can barely afford my one. He's bougie.
I'm just saying, like, it like boggles my mind when I see people that have that many kids. It's,
yeah,
so, well, some friends of ours are pregnant with their 4th. Uh-huh. And they live in New York. And I'm like, how?
Yeah.
How? They are both, they both work in the public sector. I don't want to say their jobs.
Right, right, right.
But like, I don't understand. Kids are so expensive.
They
and
are.
Then you live in a place like New York and they're like really, yeah, really expensive. And yeah, I just don't understand. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
Maybe it's just because I'm selfish and I wouldn't want to have to sacrifice that much of my own personal needs and wants.
No, I get that.
For,
yeah,
some grubby, germy children.
Some crumb snatcher. No, I get that. And that is part of the reason why Mike and I don't want any more kids too. I mean, it's not just that I waited later than all my friends, but also because we're very selfish with our time and like, being independent and being able to do those things without feeling the guilt that comes with that.
And that is perfectly fine. Like, I also think like there's no shame in that.
Yeah.
There's no shame in people choosing not to have children or choosing to have one child because they don't want to be like a fucking human mule and just pop out babies left and right. Like, it's okay.
People sometimes just can't get past the fact that we only, like, anybody, we've talked about this till I'm blue in the face, but like some people just don't accept one kid. I don't know why. I'm
like, that's so fucking rude.
I don't understand. I know it really is. And I don't understand that. And growing up, I guess, yeah, I always thought I'd have two, but the reality of it, along with like other medical stuff, like I'm having one. It's so weird that people care as we're talking about people having a lot of kids. Why do y'all care?
Like, but really, thankfully I don't get asked that much.
No,
I really don't.
That's good.
And like, that's great. Like, I appreciate that. I have a dog
that is my child.
Right. But I would probably rage if I got asked a bunch, like, why I don't have kids. Yeah. I'd be like, well, if you must know.
Right.
I have
the jellyfish.
Yeah. I have fertility issues and all kinds of issues. So would you like to, come to my next OBGYN appointment?
Right. And it's so funny too, because there's one person, she's like, your son is so cute. I have a little girl. I'm like, he is so cute, but like,
he is so cute. And not how that works. Just as he is.
He's perfect looking, but his little personality is really testing me these days. I think God knows that I couldn't handle another child or I would go actually crazy. And that's on that. And that's on me.
Yeah.
Oh gosh. Okay.
I feel very strongly about this whole topic.
Do you need to say more?
No, I don't think so. I'm just kind of stewing about it.
Okay. You can say more if you want to say more, sis.
Like, no, I think I've said enough today. I mean, I'm really like, I don't know why. You're feeling feisty.
You're feeling fiery and feisty, but you know what? You can be a flaming hot Cheeto today. I'm more of the cheddar baked Cheeto today. Actually, I'm not baked. I know what y'all are thinking. But yeah.
Speaking of baked.
Yeah.
I'm back on my Delta 8 without any side effects. And I'm so thrilled.
People ask about your Delta 8s all the time.
Because they need to get on board. I've
never tried one, but maybe I need to.
I know. I brought some to Memphis. When we were in Memphis. Oh my God, I almost said Nashville. Why?
What?
I think I'm having a stroke.
Oh gosh. Mount Airy? Mount Airy. Memphis, Nashville, same type of place, but.
Tomato, okay. Tomato.
Tomato, tomato.
Yeah. But yeah, no, I mean, I tried just a little bit and then a little bit of a different one.
You worked your way back up.
Yeah. I mean, I think it was just a bad batch that I had, you know?
Yeah. Sure. Maybe that's it.
We're back on it. I felt great last night. I slept like a log.
Nice. Okay. So, boy, oh boy.
Oh boy.
Have I got a surprise for y'all.
Okay. I'm scared.
Princess Glitterhead.
Oh, she's not a surprise for me.
Not for you, but for me and a few of y'all. Because apparently she's been around for a minute. Y'all, it's the toothless girl that I shared. And I'm saying this because she in her profile says toothless princess, snap indentures, email for PR. Like, this girl, when I tell y'all, I don't even know how I found her. I know how I found her. But I was shooketh when I saw.
Yeah. The before and after.
Yeah. And you know what? Okay. Let me just say, and I was going to post this on stories the other day, but I feel like it needs context around it because y'all better not be twisting things all up when I'm about to say. Somebody, actually a few people had messaged us saying that her and Sarah Knuth resemble each other. Did you see that in our DMs?
I did. And to that, I have to say absolutely not.
Okay. So I naturally looked up the girl to see like who this chick was. And so when I first got to her profile, I was like, this is clearly not the person they're talking about. And then I saw her like made up and stuff. I understand why people say that. I don't know. I just don't know how to say what
I'm actually afraid. My butthole is clenching.
Yeah, I'm not even going to. But like, I love that she has her shirt that says Toothless and Ruthless. Like, she really owns this, but she did get her permanent teeth in the other day. Did you see this?
No, I did not.
You did not.
Okay. I don't follow her on anything, actually.
I don't either.
But she is always on my For You page on TikTok.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
When I posted her, people were messaging me like, oh my God. And they were like telling me other things. I'm like, oh yeah, go watch her makeup thing. I'm like, why? I've never heard of this
her
girl.
Makeup skills are incredible.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly. That's the point. I'm like, she catfished me.
She
because I had no idea. Like when I see, like, I just didn't realize, I guess, the impact that teeth make. Like,
no. And you know what? That's really fair, because when you don't have teeth, it totally changes the face shape. I mean, completely.
It's like your face shape disappears or something.
Right.
I just,
but I think if you don't see people without their teeth, you don't really realize how, I mean,
right. Unless you're a hockey player and you're only missing one, please keep your teeth in.
Speaking of, this is off topic, but when we were at the rodeo, the clown was
hilarious.
I mean, he was actually so funny. Yeah. I mean,
he's like a world famous clown. Time. Fisher's been watching him on his YouTube.
Is he?
Yeah, Fisher was watching.
I'm not surprised, because he was so good.
Yeah, he was good.
But they keep these guys, two guys on the horses, like, that are out in the whatever arena.
Yeah.
And one of them, the clown, was like, smile for the cameras, and he smiles, and this motherfucker had no front teeth. And he was like, look at that, no teeth, and he doesn't even play hockey.
Yes. Man, this would be a really good week for a Quip ad, but we don't have one. But if y'all do want a toothbrush, because I've been doubling up on my toothbrushing lately, you can use swiping up
lately,
for Quip.
But after watching her videos. Yeah.
Don't act like I didn't wake up making sure I had my grill put in.
But you know what? My bitch made herself platform
She's
on not having any teeth.
Let me tell you something. There's a seat at the table for everybody.
Yes,
if you don't have teeth, it doesn't matter. You can sit. You can eat with us. You can brush your teeth with us. But apparently her teeth fell out from pregnancy. Which...
I was just going to ask if we knew, because that I didn't know from her backstory. And I have heard that. And that was shocking to me. I had no idea.
No, when you're pregnant, your calcium goes to the baby. So your teeth do take a hit. Which also makes me scared to even continue this conversation. Because Lord, please don't make my teeth fall out. Like, it's just things that you take for granted.
God's
you know?
Karma.
Right. Like, I just don't want to be a snaggle tooth.
Like, did they fall out or?
Right. Like, we need more. We should ask her to be on the show and call it Toothless Princess.
I mean, listen, I'm open to it. Girlfriend,
all right,
Princess
y'all.
Glitterhead, if you want to be on the show, we have a lot of questions.
I need to know, were you like eating an apple and it came out in the apple? Were you chewing and it fell out on your plate and you're like, oop, there goes my 13. Oop, there goes my number 7. Like, how did this happen exactly?
But I am, so she has 2.7 million followers on TikTok, just to give you an idea. Like, she's huge on TikTok.
Huge.
That's why I say, like, she's always on my For You page. And you know what? Coincidentally, I feel like she...
Coincidentally?
Hey. I feel like she popped up on my For You page after I had to get my number 13 pulled.
Get out of here. Y'all have a common ground. Please reach out to her and be like, hey, I'm missing a tooth.
I'm missing one tooth, my number 13.
She'd be like, that's the one that I didn't lose. So then together y'all would be perfect. Y'all have a perfect smile.
Yeah, perfect.
Wow, y'all are, see, I'm going to have no place in this conversation. Y'all are going to just bond over.
You can't really.
Thank God.
Listen, wow. I'm here for it. But, she does have great makeup tips, actually. Like, all joking aside.
Yeah, she does.
She does.
Listen, I watched her live the other day on TikTok. I've never watched anyone's live in my entire life and watched her
live. I wish you guys could see my face right now. I'm like in disbelief.
Yeah, when I tell y'all, I was in a deep, dark rabbit hole. I was in a deep, dark tooth adventure. Wow. I was
Princess Glitterhead, I don't think you realize, and I'm going to need to know your real name.
I know. What is her name?
I don't think you realize what an honor that is, that Wendy ventured into a TikTok live.
I did. And I told her congrats on her dentures. I was like, congrats on your new teeth.
Wow.
She didn't respond or anything like that, but that's okay. That's fine.
She has a P.O. box. We should send her something.
We should.
Yeah.
She's coming on the show. Okay. Y'all, let's get print. If you're listening to this, slide into her DMs. Let her know we're going to be reaching out, and then we'll do our due diligence and she's going to be on the show. Because I just need to know details. I want to talk to her. She needs to give us some
advice.
Also,
I don't want my teeth to fall out. So if something happened specifically that can be prevented.
Pregnancy.
I want to know. Oh, easy. Done.
Well, say no more.
my uterus has me all set on that one.
Cut blocked. Yeah. You're good. Yes. Okay. Do you follow Helene in between?
I do.
Did you see she made this huge thing the other day? She was, me and my friend Stacy were talking about it. We were thinking, uh-oh, she might be pregnant. She announced today they're moving abroad. You see this?
What?
Yep. They're moving abroad. So no, I think I didn't. Everybody was speculating that she was pregnant because she was like, you know, this is something that happened that we weren't prepared for. It's very shocking. And like, she really built this up. So we're like, oh, she's for sure pregnant. Like for sure. Nope. Moving abroad, baby.
Where are they moving?
She is moving to Europe. Location revealed soon.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. I was like, Europe's kind of big.
Listen, I'm not her. She hasn't texted us where she's going yet.
So okay. I don't know. Yep. Any other details that she shared? Like why they're moving to Europe?
She just said, not only are we moving abroad again, I'm going to that country on this trip. What? Not only are we moving abroad again, I'm going to that country on this trip. We're headed there in a couple of weeks to start house hunting. Follow along this journey as we head to Europe, location revealed very soon, in search for a place to live. Any guesses on where next? Like and follow to see her journey. So she made a reels. So where do we think she's going? I'm not really good at geography, but I really didn't mean to say geometry that time. Usually I do make the joke, but that's not. I don't even know what's in Europe. Is that in Europe?
It is. I could see her moving to like Norway.
Oh, is Germany in Europe?
Yes.
Okay. Listen, I'm embarrassed to say, but I don't even know the difference between a continent and the other thing. A continent and a what's the other thing? Country? No, I know a country. Continent and what?
I don't know.
Maybe it was country. I know what a country is.
A continent or...
I thought there was something else.
Mm-mm. Can you tell me what an archipelago is?
No, I've never heard that.
Can you tell me what a peninsula is?
I know what an island is. Is a peninsula like? Oh my
god!
This is a fun game.
This
is really scary. Is a peninsula where they have like soggy ground and like a little bit of? It's like an island, but like more wet.
No. Wait, are you being for real?
Or are you playing with me? I swear to God on my life.
Okay. Florida is a peninsula.
Because it's surrounded by water.
On three sides.
Oh, okay.
There you go.
Okay. Maybe I was thinking of a swamp. A soggy island. Shoot. Yeah. Okay.
So a continent, you know, I mean, if I say it, you know what it is, right? A continent?
I really don't.
Okay, so... A continent is like the giant, it's a giant floating island. It's a giant island. Except actually that doesn't really count because Europe and Asia are all attached. And
are we a continent though?
So North America
and South America.
Yes. Okay. North America is a continent.
Yeah.
South America is a continent.
But we're not connected.
I mean, we are technically. That's why I said it's not a floating island. That was the wrong way to explain it. Wow. I am also not great at geography. I didn't, I had to do things to pass social studies. So
you had to do social studies.
I had to do social studies.
Yeah. I just failed, I guess. I don't know. Maybe my teacher felt bad for me. I don't know why I didn't pay attention to that stuff.
I just have to know, do you know how many continents there are?
Absolutely not.
Okay, continents. I fucking love
three.
You. Seven.
Okay, seven continents.
So there's North America, South America, Antarctica, Africa, Australia, Asia, and Europe. I mean, Asia and Europe.
Ew, you were smart in school.
Thank God, because I didn't do shit otherwise. I didn't study. I didn't do nothing.
So the countries are the...
Countries are like
in the continent, but are there states in Europe?
So I don't know if they call them states or not.
Oh, they probably call them like, what's the other word for state? Not a colony. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Province. No? Let's move on from social studies. Sorry y'all just had to sit through that. I really don't know, and I don't care, because I know an island, and that's where I like to hop in the summer on the boat,
where I like to be.
Perch up, call it a day.
Well, that's I'm pretty sure that's what an archipelago is. I'm an pretty sure it's a cluster of islands.
Oh.
I think.
We call that a redneck Riviera where I'm from. Damn.
All right, well. Wow, that is really, really funny. I'm so glad that I'm not the only one that was terrible in social studies. Like, you people will ask me directions to places. I've lived here 5 years, mind you. Somebody will be like, oh, where can I get such and such? And I'll tell them. And then they'll be like, how do I get there? I'm like, put it in your GPS. Like, what do I look like? Fucking MapQuest? I don't know.
Right. But that's a no-brainer. Like, don't ask me for directions. It is the year 2022. And
right.
Why are you asking anybody for directions at this point?
And like, when people are like, oh, do I go north on such and such?
No.
Look at a fucking compass. I don't know.
Nobody uses compasses.
Well, so don't ask me which way is north, south, east, west.
I do have a good sense of direction, though. I'm not going to lie. Like, I'm good at
that. To the mall?
Yeah. I do have that, too. My GPS just takes me there. It's weird.
Just get in and vroom, vroom.
I have a good sense of direction. I didn't make the rules. That just is what God gave me. Well, he didn't give me the ability to know confidence.
Whatever. Oh, you know confidence.
Oh, I knew confidence. Anyways, yeah. So there's that. Now that y'all had a geography lesson with us.
Wow.
Mm. Wow. Wow. That was a lot for my brain. Come to our Dallas show, y'all. We will not talk any schoolwork there.
Yeah. Well, Matt, what was your worst subject? Was that your worst subject?
No, math was.
Oh, yeah, math.
As if you could believe that. When I tell y'all.
Which is very interesting, considering that we're both pretty numbers oriented.
Mm-hmm.
So interesting that math was like our worst subject.
I'm good at math in a sense of like business. Like my work, I can tell you how many percentages I grow each year and how much like I need to do a day to do what I like. I can do that when it comes to the logistical part of my business. I know exactly what it needs to be. But as far as like calculus and geometry and all the BS stuff that I didn't even take, I don't even think I took geometry. I failed one class. So I took Algebra 1, Algebra 2, failed that, took consumer math.
Uh huh.
Which is like the easiest math.
Easiest.
And I even then cheated.
Oh, good.
Like, I was so bad at math. Like, I can't do, like, the T3 calculator. No, not the T3. That's the curling iron. The T... That's a curling iron. Hey, that's a good damn curling iron. Don't sleep on it.
You know your business.
Listen, I am a hairstylist, and this is not speaking for other hairstylists. They're a lot smarter than I am. You know what I'm talking about? The T93, yes. Whatever it was?
Which, Texas? By the way, what? They changed the rules for the SAT, and they're allowed to use their calculator now.
Wow. I didn't even take the SAT. That was an NOT for me.
Well, but if you were, did you, because you didn't apply for college, right?
I didn't even need.
You just, you knew hair school.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I was like, not happening. Not in the cards for me.
Oh my God. I went to a kegger the night before.
Oh, good.
When I tell you, I rolled into my house at 5:30 in the morning.
Uh-uh.
Fucking wasted. And my mom was.
And you still got into college. It's a miracle.
Bitch, not only did I still get into college, I tested high. I had to take it one time. Not to like toot my own horn, but like.
Toot, toot.
I was. Chug, my chug. Mom was. Pissed.
But then when you did a good job, she can't even be mad about it.
No, she was still mad because she was like, see, dumbass, imagine how good you could have done if you weren't drunk.
Like, Mom, I'm a genius. I had fun and I crushed the SATs.
Literally wasted. I can't even believe that I did that. One, that I did that, and two, that I didn't get in trouble. I didn't get grounded. I never got in trouble for that shit.
See, that's why you started a podcast. You're so good at it.
Just naturally, you know, really so talented. Good. But oh man, that was a good kegger though. Like I still remember it. You know,
that's all that matters.
I did it for the memories.
You did it for the memories. You got into college. You are successful, and here you are. Did not skip a beat.
I know what a peninsula is.
You know what all of it is. I know what a pencil is.
Good for you.
That's it. That's all I needed to know. Tie this into the bibs, quick. Who do we think is good at math?
Actually, I think Courtney Shields is.
Oh, do you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Courtney Shields is very business oriented, and I just feel like she probably is good at math.
She knows how to add them subtractions. She knows how
you
to,
know what?
She knows how to divide them numbers. She can get them double digits multiplication without a calculator. She don't need her iPhone. Ugh, the double number for multiplication.
No. We're done.
We're done here. Wow. What a show. What a ride. Covered what? A lot of ground.
We sure did. And really, it all just comes back to buy tickets to our live show in Dallas for May 21st.
We promise we will speak no math, no geometry, no geography, none of it.
Actually, you know what would be really funny?
What?
We won't do it.
Okay.
But like, I would love to do like a game of Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader? Maybe on a reel.
That would be so funny.
And we can ask each other questions.
Let's do it. That's great. That's a good idea.
That's funny.
What a good idea.
Because I watched that show and I know nothing.
I was never smarter than a fifth grader, so that'll be great. That'll be really good.
Oh, my God. All right. Well, thank you guys so much for tuning in. I know what I wanted to add at the end of this show.
What?
We are booking out guests for the year. Obviously, we know you guys like hearing from the bibs and the influencers, but we're also booking out guests for more unfiltered episodes. So that's stepping outside
the toothless princess. I mean, perfect. She is kind
of, we would need to have maybe her and a dentist. Maybe her dentist wants to come on.
I'm not asking that. I'm asking her.
Okay.
I feel like asking the dentist too would be so rude.
But if there are unfiltered theme episodes or guests that you want us to have on, let us know, slide into our DMs. Otherwise, when you turn this off, just hop right on over to iTunes and rate us 5 stars and leave some words of affirmation.
Please.
You can head over to swipinguppodcast.com and get merch. We have the sorority collection out.
Oh, we forgot to mention that. Y'all, we have merch. Go get it.
Yes. It's so cute. Literally. So cute. Somebody messaged us. They slid into the DMs and was like, I really want the
bib sorority, but I'm not a bib.
I really want the bib sorority, but I'm not a bib. Girl, that's the point. We are all members of the bib house at Swiping Up University. Yes. So it's for everybody.
Everybody.
Not just the bibs. So yeah, so you can head over there. We will have updates on the live show there as well. And that's it. Just like love us and rate us 5 stars and follow us and buy tickets because we want to see you.
And you can follow Spencer at Spencer's So Basic and you can follow Wendy at Wendy Mean Basic and you can follow Swiping Up at Swiping Up.
God, bye, she's smart.
She's smarter than she looks.
Bye, sounded. Guys.
Bye.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.